The message sent by Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald on the death of Britain's Prince Philip. Sincere condolences to Queen Elizabeth and family in the death of her husband, Prince Philip. Sympathies to those of a British identity on our island for whom his death will be felt as a great loss. The message from Sinn Féin Vice President Michelle O'Neill. I want to offer my condolences to Queen Elizabeth in regards to the death of her husband and to her family at this very sad time. When any family loses a loved one, it's really difficult, and whilst they may be public figures, they are also a family that are hurting, so I just wanted to extend my condolences to them. There were similar sympathies expressed by Donegal Sinn Féin Deputy Piers Doherty, but one Donegal councillor quoted in this week's Donegal Democrat has a problem with these words of sympathy from Sinn Féin. Independent councillor Micheál Colm Mhigeola Aspic says the comments are cringe inducing and he's been shocked and stunned at them, and he's on the line now. Why do you have such a problem, councillor, with what Sinn Féin have had to say?
I just find it very bizarre. A political party that refers itself very much to being a Republican party. Now, a lot would question that nowadays, considering the journey that they've been on for the last X amount of years. We need to bear in mind who they're talking about, who the family that they're referring to, and I appreciate that a loss is a loss, but at the end of the day, these aren't ordinary common 5-8 people. These people are born into privilege. These people are living off the backs of ordinary workers in England and part here in Ireland. Their everyday lives is paid for by ordinary, hard-working, working-class communities. And also to bear in mind that they are the heads of state, which continues to not alone occupy Ireland, but also right around different parts of the world, went to war in Afghanistan and Iraq and mingles in other countries' affair. These are people who believe that their blood is pure and blue, and the rest of us are just commoners, and that we're here to serve their needs and their needs alone.
Okay, but as you said yourself a moment ago, councillor, a loss is a loss. And Prince Philip was a father, he was a husband, he was a grandfather, a great-grandfather. And Sinn Féin, it seems to me, have risen above petty party politics to offer personal sympathy to a family at a difficult time.
Well, let's be honest here. This isn't a party sending personal condolences to a family who have lost. This is very calculated. This is very much speaking to the middle and upper classes. This is a message very clear to the people of the 26 counties, not just the 6 counties, that they are now very respectable and they're this party that can lead this.
So, are you doubting
that party that will not radicalise any policy, that they will not take away any of the wealth of the very, very wealthy people?
Okay, but are you doubting the sincerity of the apologies from the likes of Piers Doherty and Mary Lou MacDonald and Michelle O'Neill? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I find it very bizarre, to be honest with you, in some ways, that a party on one hand, and we've seen this through many years, that they'll say one thing, do another. They'll say one thing today and say another thing tomorrow. I think this is typical politics, that they're using the opportunity to send a message clear to the middle. Respectable, that they're responsible, that they're the party that will hopefully in their eyes be within government at the next election, and that the middle classes and especially the upper classes, the political establishment and the business establishment, the upper classes have nothing to fear from them. And I think they're just being cynical and using this as an opportunity to send a very clear message.
Okay, on that, there'll be some who will suggest this morning that you're the one being cynical and using this as a means of having a go politically at Sinn Féin, when at the heart of this is the death of a person and the implications for his grieving family. That being cynical here.
No, not a bit of me. What I'm doing is calling it out as I see it and challenging it. You can't, on one hand, as an Irish Republican, opposed the very existence of monarchy. Monarchy is a very outdated, backward system that people are born into privilege. If you look at working class communities right across England who are struggling to pay mortgages, who are struggling to put food on the table, the amount of homelessness, unemployment, and yet that is expected in 2021 that the head of states are born into privilege. And it's outdated and it's backwards. But yet, for a political party who still, which is a bit embarrassing maybe at some point, that still calls themselves Republican, are supporting a Republican ideology which opposes monarch, but yet here we are, them embracing it. And if you look at the language of a lot of the political leaders within Sinn Féin are coming out with, it's very alien to that ideology, and it's very calculated, Sinn Féin.
So have you just a final question? Well, a final question on that, Councillor. Have you never ever attended a funeral or extended sympathy or sent messages of sympathy to anyone you didn't agree with politically?
Well, I've never been in that position.
You must have been in that position.
No, I have not. For me, if I oppose something, I oppose it because I believe in it. It's not that I use words to hoodwink a public. Certainly not. I'd be a very, very straight talker. I am what I am. But to me, as an Irish Republican, who I believe my politics are very progressive in the sense of that I want to create a new society, a society that wealth is shared amongst everybody, that everybody is viewed as equal, that women aren't on less wages than men, that everybody has an equal opportunity. But yet, here we are, a party who says one thing, but yet are saying another thing. So, do we want to create a new political system that benefits everybody, or are we just going to be hoodwinked by a party who just wants to hoodwink the public, all in the interest of power and power alone?